Do you want to be more productive? Then just say no. Hello, this is Stephanie L.H. Callahan of Callahan Solutions, and you can find me at productiveandorganized.net. Did you know that saying no can actually be doing a favor for the person that you're talking to? No, really, it can. Consider this situation. You are swamped. You're having problems and difficulty getting things done that are already on your plate. When a good colleague contacts you about an organization that means a lot to you, they're planning a fundraising event and would like you to participate. You know that you really can't take on any more successfully. So you have two choices, yes and no. Which one would you choose? This is a really important organization to you. It will really disappoint your colleague if you say that you can't participate. I'm going to tell you anyway. Just say no. Now, I'm not a heartless person. I have a number of community organizations that I work with, but I say no as well. And here's why. If you say yes, you're compromising your time and your priorities. And here are a few scenarios of what could occur. You may end up being so bogged down that you do a mediocre job on the fundraising project. Ultimately, the organization that means a lot to you is not as successful because you can't really spend time on it. Or you feel bitter about having to participate and end up backing out a few months into the project. The colleague that asked you to help now has to take over your portion because it's too late to find someone else. Ultimately, you hurt a relationship and the organization that means a lot to you has lost as well. Or you neglect other important projects and disappoint those colleagues because you spend time on this fundraising event. Or you lose sleep trying to do more than you really can afford to do and ultimately get sick. And then you can do even less. Your family gets frustrated with you because you decide to put off activities with them in order to work this event. Well, wow, those aren't good outcomes, are they? Now let's look at it this way. You talk with your colleagues and you tell them that you really appreciate the opportunity to participate, but you can't take on anything further at this time. You have an idea of someone that might be a great alternative, so you mention this as well. You tell your colleague that you can't help in the way requested, but would be happy to do something else, and then tell them what that something else is. The end result? Your colleague is disappointed, but he or she appreciates your position and staffs the project differently. You're able to feel good about where you spend your time. The organization that means a lot to you benefits from the event, and you even participate in the actual event and have a good time, even though you didn't help in the planning. Which end result do you like better? How do you feel about saying no? Have you ever had good things come about saying no? I'd love it if you'd share your thoughts in the comments. If you'd like more productivity tips and tricks, check out my blog at productiveandorganized.net. This is Stephanie L.H. Callahan of Callahan Solutions. Productive and Organized will help you find your way. And if you like this cast, I'd like it if you'd share it with your friends any way you please. Thanks, and have an outstanding day.